Welkom bij de podcast van Hour of Power Nederland. Je gaat nu luisteren naar de boodschap van Bobby Schuler. De boodschap is in het Engels. Liever met Nederlandse ondertiteling erbij? Bekijk dan de uitzending op hourofpower.nl of op ons YouTube kanaal.
No matter who you are, would you stand with us? We're going to say this creed together. Hold your hands like this as a way of receiving from the Lord. Let's say this together. I'm not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what people say about me. I am the beloved of God. It's who I am. No one can take it from me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to hurry. I can trust my friend Jesus and share his love with my neighbor. Thanks, you can be seated. Today we're going to talk about provision. Jesus provides daily bread. Jesus promises daily bread. If you go where the bread is. Now, the bread's provided, but it may not be here. It's probably over there. You have to go where the bread is. And here's where the bread is. It's wherever the bread maker is. Here's where the money is. It's wherever the money maker is. Here's where the life is. It's where the source of life is, right? God, when you're near the Lord, you're near everything else you need. And when you focus on the Lord, when you focus on his vision for your life, when you focus on the big picture of your life, when you focus on personal development in his kingdom, the money takes care of itself. This is going to be the theme for today, and I hope you get out of here with this. If you want bread, go where the bread is. Like Israel in the wilderness, it wanders around, and every day it's provided with bread called manna. But the bread is never tomorrow's bread. It's always today's bread. Did the Jews try and store up the bread? The answer is yes, but then it would get eaten and evaporate, turn to worms. So God only provides the daily manna for the people of Israel. But every day, for 40 years, it's always there. And this is the image that Jesus uses for us. We may not always have tomorrow's bread in hand, but you always have the promise of the bread tomorrow. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Like Israel, our question is not, where is the bread? The question is, where is the cloud by day and the fire by night? If you answer the cloud by day and fire by night question, the bread question takes care of itself. Amen? So God wants us to get a vision for our life. And if we get a vision, the other stuff takes care of itself. I remember in high school, I wanted to go on a missionary trip to Russia. It was a two-month deal. I was supposed to go with this team and minister to kids at an orphanage. And I had to raise my own money to go. And it was the trip was in like 5 or 6 weeks, and they only gave you like 3 weeks to raise the money. And I was like, I am just going to go for this. I'm going to try and raise this money. And the first thing I did is I called the best money fundraising person I knew, my grandpa Schuler. He will have the answer. He'll know. And I called him for some advice. Now, I'm kind of calling, hoping he'd maybe, you know, write a check maybe and kind of help me a little bit. He didn't give me any money. He gave me a bit of advice. I never forgot it. This has helped me my whole life. This is what he said. Bobby, if you have the vision, the money will come. If you have the vision, the money will come. And though I didn't get any money, I got some advice. I decided to take that advice and run with it. And I just started doing whatever I could, washing cars. I started reaching out to people, trying to get some money. And I needed money quickly. And it was not very long, and I, you know, till I was about to run out of time. And I only had a couple $100. And I thought, I had this vision. I had this dream. I went for it. I only had like a few days left. And then all of a sudden, my mom shows up with some money. I thought, what is going on here? Now, what she had done is she sent out these things called graduation announcements, which I didn't know existed. And so all of a sudden, people start sending me $20, $50 to say congratulations on graduating from high school. And sure enough, the money came. Now, that was a great lesson for me. For me, when I was 17, it was crazy. I want to go to Russia, and I want to raise the money in 3 weeks. For me, that was a mammoth dream. God provided. And God will provide for you. If the vision is the Lord's, the provision will come. If you get the vision, the provision will come. Okay, now, wherever God is, provision is. Wherever God is, provision is. And the provision that God has for us is not just enough. It's not barely enough. The provision God has for us is more than enough, right? David's cup was not perfectly filled to the top. His cup was overflowing. That's right. God does not say that he has some cattle on a couple of hills, right? He's got cattle on 1,000 hills. There's no limit to how much provision God has for us. Here's where the limit is. The limit is on our vision for our lives, our vision for God's kingdom, our vision for what we can accomplish. The bigger our vision gets, the more provision we need, in some ways, the better. Because then we become the new kind of person, and we're part of a new kind of vision that attracts what we need. So there is a really big danger then about not making it about the vision in God's kingdom and instead making it about money, which is what we all do very often all the time. And so we know deep down inside that life is a lot about much more than provision, much more than bread, much more than money, much more than reputation. So God will make a way for you. He will. You came here and you're like, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen for you, but I know if you get in touch with the Lord, he will make a way for you. Now, this way is usually presented to you as opportunity, or it's presented to us as a guide, someone who takes our hand and shows us where to go. Sometimes that opportunity is an open door, but no matter what it is, God's going to provide a way for you. You're going to have the provision and more than you need to do what you're called to do. Here's another thing. God doesn't typically like to just drop money in our laps. He likes us to participate in our provision. There's a commandment in the Old Bible that says, in the Old Testament rather, that says, when you're harvesting the field, you should leave little patches left of grain. Why is that? So that the poor can come and glean the grain themselves. Now, why doesn't it say, just give the grain to the poor? It doesn't say that, does it? It says, leave a little bit. Therefore, the poor can come and do a little bit of work so that they can get it themselves. Why? Because bread that you've earned tastes better than bread that's given to you. Can I just say that from personal experience? That when you've earned it in some way, when you've put a little bit of yourself into a thing and you eat by the work of your own hand, there's dignity in that. And it raises your esteem and it gets you ready. Luke chapter 12. Now, we're not going to read through the whole passage. Hannah already did that. We're going to work through it, though. I assumed you were listening, you paid attention. But here's the first thing Jesus says about worry. The first thing he says is, don't worry about food. Don't worry about food, about your provision. And food for them is also really money. Don't worry about money. And why? Why? Here's why. If that's all you worry about, that's the limit of your life. If provision is all you worry about, that's all your life will become. We know stories of people. Maybe you're that story yourself. You have lots of provision, but that's the limit of your life. And even though you have 3 square meals and everything's good for you, something's missing. Jesus tells us, look to the ravens. God cared for the ravens. This is a hyperlink. In the Old Testament, there's a story of Elijah, King Ahab. Ahab has all this provision, and this horrible thing happens in the land. And God takes these ravens, who are known to be miserly, and they take all of the food and the stores from Ahab's special barns, and they give them to Elijah. What does that message mean? The message means that those of us who are in God's presence, he's going to take what's in the hands of the wicked, and he's going to give it to the righteous. Reminds me of a story about the man with the silo. A man has this big harvest day, huge harvest day, pulls in all of this grain, and then he says, oh my goodness, what an amazing harvest, and tears down all of his barns and builds new barns and silos to hold all this grain. And then he says to himself, the rest of my life, I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. And then the Lord says, this day you shall die. And bam, he's dead. That's the end of the story. And Jesus explains this to us. He says, this is what happens to a person who is rich in material things in life, but but is poor towards God. Now, what do we do with that passage? Your financial planner does not like that story, does he? He wants you to contribute monthly to your 401k and this type of thing. Now, here's what I say about that story. It's not that the man had big silos. Big silos are wonderful. They're a blessing. It's not that he had abundance and provision. It's that the abundance and provision on the outside didn't reflect what was on the inside. Here's another way we can say it. The barn was bigger than the person. You remember, this is the thing Jesus says at the end. The person who's poor on the inside, right? That's where the danger is. And so the person who's rich on the inside but poor on the outside has a better future than the person who's rich on the outside but is poor on the inside. This man who had this big silo, the biggest thing in his life is his silo. And the more the silo shrinks, the more his life shrinks. Maybe you've known people like that with a big bank account. The biggest thing in their life is their bank account. And as their bank account shrinks, their life shrinks. They say silly things like, I sure hope I die before I run out of money. Things like that. Maybe you've thought that to yourself. God doesn't want you to have an ever-shrinking life based on the size of your barn. He wants you to have a big life that's based on God's big vision for your life. He wants you to go after the vision of who you can become, the vision of what you can accomplish, and if you're in God's will, He will provide. We understand that wherever God is, provision is, and not enough, more than enough. So here's the good thing to worry about. Not what's in my bank account, but what's in my heart. Here's a good thing to worry about. Not will I have bread tomorrow, but will I be near the one who provides the bread? Get close to God, and you'll get closer to all you need. Amen? Okay, the second thing he says is, okay, don't worry about food. Don't worry about your clothes. Why do we worry so much about our clothes? Don't worry about how you look. Don't worry about your appearance so much. He says, look at the fields and the beautiful flowers. If that's how I care for those flowers, how much more am I going to care for you? I'm going to take care of you. So he says this, don't worry about how you look. Don't worry about your clothes. Don't be obsessed about aging and the way it makes you look. Don't be worried about your reputation. Don't be worried about what others say about you. Don't be worried about how you look. Why? If that's all you worry about, that's the limit of your life. We all know people that are obsessed with how they look, and that is the limit of their life. So don't let the limit of your life be your money, and don't let it be how you look. And here's the next thing Jesus says. Here's why so many people are tempted to worry about these things. Here's why. Because they're important. Well, that's a surprise, isn't it? They're important. Money's important. Clothes are important. How you look is important. How you feel is important. What you eat is important, right? And this is God saying this. This is important to God. But he says the solution is not those things. The solution is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Here's the irony. Is that worrying about these things is probably the biggest thing that's getting in the way of us getting these things. All right, now everybody just take a deep breath. You just let it out. We're just going to focus our mind on God. Here's what we're learning today. It's not about money. It's not about reputation. It's about being close to the Lord and being in His will. If we worry about these things, they become the limit of our lives. When we stop growing, we start dying. That's what it means to be alive, is to grow. How big do living things grow? The answer is as big as they can. As big as they can. How big does a tree grow? How deep do the roots of a tree go? As deep as they can. When a tree runs out of water and sunlight, how much does it grow? In spite of it all, as much as it can. It gets as big as it can. Unless it's dead. You see? We look to progress on all these other things outside in our lives, our bank account, our job, our status. Here's where the progress is. It's in here, it's in here. Nothing is stopping you from growing up here and in here. And that's what the Lord asks of us. That's what it means to be a disciple. I think there's a difference today between a disciple and a Christian, it seems like. It seems like a Christian is somebody who makes a decision to trust in the Lord, but a disciple goes beyond that. They commit their whole lives to following Jesus, to sanctifying their lives, to changing the way they think, to changing their behavior, changing their culture. And this is the gift. This is the gift today for Christianity, is it brings eternal life now. So here's what we say. It's better to be rich here and rich here and be broke out there than to have a huge bank account and be a slob. Right? And be going nowhere, not growing, a bum. That's not you. So better to have God's calling in your life. Better to have fresh vision. Every day grinding into your heart the disciplines that make you add more value and power to your life. Better to have the persistence that when you face storms in life than to have a huge bank account and be a slob. That's twice I use the slob in a sermon. It works. So here's what we say. So this is what Jesus is telling us. Don't worry about food and don't worry about how you look. But do worry about what? His kingdom. See, that's the command. The command is if you focus on God's kingdom, that stuff will take care of itself. If you get a kingdom vision for your life, if you become a kingdom person, if you're working on kingdom goals, that stuff will take care of itself. And that is a promise from the Bible. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now notice, the fear of the Lord is not wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where it starts. Where we decide, I'm not going to be afraid, I'm not going to worry about anything else. Here's what I'm going to worry about. Am I near the cloud by day and the fire by night? Here's what I'm worrying about. Am I in God's will? Here's what I'm worrying about. Am I ever being transformed into the image of Christ? If we're worried about that, we stop worrying. It's a weird dichotomy. Here's what we worry about. Am I growing? Am I developing? Am I a new creation? And I just want to say, just get insatiable for God. Just get so thirsty for the Lord. Make him the thing you want when you wake up and the thing you want when you go to bed. And my friend, all this provision stuff, it will take care of itself. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bedankt voor het luisteren naar de podcast van deze week. We hopen dat deze boodschap jou heeft bemoedigd. Wil je meer weten over Hour of Power of dagelijkse bemoedigingen ontvangen? Ga dan naar www.hourofpower.nl.